106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Batteries supply the only juice that this car needs, and you can go 60 miles before they need recharging or a boost, making it into a four-door saloon that travels at well over 30 miles an hour. And a dial on the dashboard tells you how much running time you have.
To get a pimped out ride.
You got to pimp my ride.
Nine countries take the stands at the International Motor Show in Paris. A sleek Sunbeam Talbot is one of the 27 British entries. And here's a Jaguar.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they...
No matter where you're going, getting there is a real treat when you drive Chevrolet. The best looking, best driving car on the road.
My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard.
No, she doesn't go with the car. The motor industry looks ahead to its best season, and everyone turns to watch the parade.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed.
Roger, ready to move out.
Car that has exactly what we've been looking for. Taurus. Now there's an American car with the shape and the feel we've never seen.
Nissan Primera, the new performance car for a country called Europe.
Very good morning and welcome to Sunday's show with me, Suzanne Radford, and my co-host today is George Stothard. Samaneh Shaheem is away on her holidays. She'll be back with us and Sykes Sunder's Voices of Diversity in a couple of weeks. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listening there, of course, today we are talking about cars, the culture of cars. And there is a fine array there getting us in the mood of from the past, from the movies and from the advertising world. A bit of Blues Brothers and Starsky and Hutch, and listening there as well to the electric car prototype newsreel of 1965. Bit of Batman, bit of the Batmobile there, and also Mercedes-Benz by Janis Joplin, and much, much more.
I love that British Pathé News voice. So I'm going to do today's show just like that.
Fabulous. Yes, indeed. It does, and it has a sort of romantic sound to it and makes you think of times gone by. So part of today's show is looking at the British car industry, a bit of the Indian car industry, and bringing it closer to home as well. So yes, what do cars mean to you? We're going to ask you this morning what your first car was, what your dream car is, and what car are you driving now? Yeah, your first car, your dream car, and the car that you are driving now. Let us know. You learned to drive here?
In Alcuz.
Oh, how long ago?
3 years.
Oh, well, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah, that was an experience.
Well, I bet it was, yeah.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. Well, it was odd because the instructors are Indian, and the English standard of English wasn't great, to be honest. So I remember in one of my lessons, the guy leaned over and said, "You drive like Michael Jackson." And I said, "Oh, that's interesting." And he said, "You drive like Michael Jackson, you'll pass your test." So,
what on earth does that mean? I'm trying to think. Michael Jackson, cars, driving.
Maybe he wanted him to come in some silver gloves
or
something.
Thrilling, I don't know.
So yeah, driving across the country towards the Alaka in the Wrangler is really, really, you know, romantic.
Lovely.
It's really good fun.
Great stuff. And probably doing some diving. You like to dive, so do you?
Yeah, well, there's actually a dive centre at the Alaka, which is, I forget the name of it, but really nice dive centre, and they take you up to Snoopy Island or further up the coast to Musandam. So I took my mum, and it's a great weekend away, and it is only an hour and a half in the car. The Wrangler only does 100, and I mean, you know, if you really cane it, you can get 140 out of it, but it does start to rattle a bit. So yeah, 120, you can do it in about an hour and a half over there.
So what would the dream car be for you to drive up to the Meridian Hotel at the Alaka Beach Resort there? What was your first car? What's your dream car? Well, so you just learned to drive just a few years ago,
yeah.
And that's your first car then,
yeah.
Your Wrangler.
Mm.
The dream car for you?
It's difficult, to be honest, at the moment, because I'm going to be selling the Wrangler to get a slightly lower budget car, just for various budgetary reasons. So at the minute, I am in the market for a car, but that purchase is based purely on cost, to be honest, and the need for a warranty, because that's really important to me at the moment. Dream car, I think a romantic in the sense that I do like classic cars. I've always loved the idea of having the Rolls Royce, and one of my favourite films is Arthur, and seeing Dudley Moore, the back of his Rolls Royce, telling his chauffeur to drive through Hyde Park,
fantastic,
in that stunning, beautiful car. So when I see Rolls Royce on the car of Dubai, I know you've got every classic car in the world in this country, but the Rolls Royce, when I see it, I still have that pang inside. So yeah, if I could afford it, that's the car for me.
Okay. Have you been up to Ferrari World?
No.
I know, but I'm in Yas Island. No, I haven't.
I thought you'd been on the roller coaster. So I'm sure you told me you'd been on that roller coaster. And
that was just generally speaking of my day-to-day life. It's a roller coaster, maybe. I don't know. No, not yet, but would like to get head up
I've
there,
heard it's
I
fantastic
think.
Fun.
Yeah, I did recently when I was in Jordan. I mean, and I'm not a car buff, but on holiday in Jordan with a group of friends, and it was suggested to us to go to King Hussein's car museum and see his collection, the late
this
King
is
Hussein.
His personal collection?
Yeah, the late King Hussein. And I was thinking, well, I'm not really bothered about doing that, but some of the guys wanted to go. Yeah, fair enough, let's go and do it. Do you know what? I really enjoyed it. A couple of hours at the car museum, and he's got this phenomenal collection. And of course, what it is along with all the classic cars, and there were some quite unusual inventions in there, and right up to his passing, up to date to his passing. But of course, you get the stories of the cars, and you see the pictures of him, and you, right from a young boy, he loved cars, automobiles. And so you see him as a young boy in the gardens at the palace in little vehicles that were made for him, and then you see him as a young man with his cars. You see the state cars, you see all sorts, you see him with the Queen, you know, they were great friends. So I guess what we're looking at today when we're looking at cars and the culture of cars, it is about the romance, it is about the stories, it's what we conjure up in our minds when we look at cars.
And what about you? What you were there, was there a particular car that took your imagination?
I read the Aston Martin. Okay. Yeah, Aston Martin.
I saw one yesterday.
Did you? Whereabouts?
Yeah, this guy who came to look at my Wrangler, he decided not to buy it, but on the way there, he called me and said, I said, how will I know who you are? He said, I'm in a red Aston Martin. And I thought, right, okay. And it was stunning. And so he got out of that, he got in my Jeep and off he went, and I thought,
there's a little swap here.
There's a little Aston Martin out there. Beautiful, beautiful cars though.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a collector of cars.
He is, yeah. He said this would be his fifth car, so he's obviously a relatively new collector. He looked a bit grungy, actually. He had really long grey hair, and he was really cool. And I don't know what he does for a living, but I was momentarily pretty jealous of him.
Interesting. You see, there you go. We do that, don't we? We look at somebody's car and we judge them based on the car.
Instantly, I thought, this guy is clearly minted.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what his background is, but instantly jealous. And it is funny, as you say, that it's emotional. You see cars and you have an emotional response, as I do when I see the Rolls Royce.
Mm. And it may be that one is minted, that meaning, you know, wealthy, well-off, financially solvent, but it doesn't mean that you have to dress, you know, you can still be dressed grungy, you know?
Yep.
We were talking about this last week, about appearance and how we make these judgments, and very much so I think with cars we do judge, we have that envy, we do. And out there on the roads, and this isn't a show about driving culture, we've done many shows on those, but you do have elements of that where you can feel. For me, I drive a little car, and I'd certainly notice when I'm being dismissed and moved over, pushed aside.
How do people dismiss you, Suzanne?
Well, this is it, they don't know me, they just see my car.
You should have a little sticker in the back saying, do you know who I am?
And they just lap it off when you go, yeah, we don't care if you're driving a car like that. Yeah, so what would my dream car be? Well, I did like the Aston Martin, I have to say. I'll tell you, my first car when I passed my test many years ago in the UK was a Citroën 2CV. Remember those?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, a yellow one. I'm so pleased that you said beautiful. Many people thought, what an awful thing. What is it? Is that really a car?
They're lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a classic style. I don't know about in this part of the world, but, you know, where we come from, they were very popular.
So describe the 2CV.
I mean, it's got a kind of beetle-ish shape, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm they have a sort of convertible top that slides back, like a cloth.
Yeah,
a fabric top.
And it's almost like a, not a dome, but it has that, it is kind of tall, if you like.
Yes.
Yeah, the car, the shape of the car. Yeah. Interesting gear stick.
Is that the one that's just a great big stick with a snooker ball on the top?
Yeah. Well, actually more of a handle on top. Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, very simple to drive. Very simple, I think, in the mechanics of a Citroën 2CV. Mm. I'm saying Citroën, actually. De chevaux, as we would call it. I don't know if there's any here in the UAE. Has anybody seen the 2CV here, the version of the 2CV? We'd love to hear from you this morning. They are a lot of fun. Didn't go very fast. If you were going on long distances, long journeys, it took you a while.
And did you go anywhere interesting?
Not so much. I think, yeah, I mean, I'd go to the coast in it, and I lived in the countryside at that time. So rural England, it was a great car to have. And when the weather was good, absolutely, the top stand. My dog at the time was hilarious because she used to stand on the back and then put her paws up on the bar and stand up, literally ahead of the dog, standing up out of the top of this car.
That's the romance. That's what we want, isn't it? It's lifestyle. It's about popping your dog in the back.
Exactly. And I've mentioned this before, but it used to make many people happy on the roads there because you'd be driving along thinking, why are they laughing at me? Oh, yeah, because Annie's standing up out of the car with her ears flapping up in the wind, making everybody passing by laugh. So, I also had, I've spent a lot of fun actually with an MG Midget for some years.
Okay.
And the beautiful, beautiful car, the MG. And that, it was a little clapped out car. We weren't able to afford to take care of it as it needed to be to give it the love it deserved.
I'm actually Googling MG Midget. I don't even know what these cars look
really?
Like.
Really? No. You don't remember the MG Midget? Sports car, low-level sports car.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. And
what colour?
We actually sprayed it racing car green.
Cause you sprayed it yourself?
Yeah, well, my friend did at the time, yes.
Okay.
So much fun, but very low level to the ground. Mm-hmm. Two-seat, obviously, sports car, soft top, great. We used to go surfing down in Cornwall. We'd drive down to the south of France in it. Mm. In France, people would come out in little villages in France and actually touch the car. And we were like, what? You know, we really weren't like intentional, we weren't thinking of this being any classic car, but it was just a car that came available to us. We bought it.
That is a beautiful car. How much did you pay for that?
I cannot remember how much.
That's
I paid
stunning.
For that.
I'd love to know if there are these cars in the UAE, if there are collectors that have this car.
I would love to know that too. The MG.
So
the
I do
MG
recognize
Midget.
It instantly. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And you know what? We were able to get a surfboard and full camping gear into our MG and go to Cornwall surfing. So it is amazing what you can get in a very small car, what you can fit in there. Heaps of messages coming in with your first car, your dream car, and the car that you are driving now. We're going to be sharing those stories and more in just a moment.